弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们听神的话语之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一同来到你的面前，来呼求你的名。
O Lord, we come together before you to receive your Spirit.
主，是你把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
O Lord, it is you who have delivered us from our transgressions.
主，是你赐给我们永生。
It is you who give us a new life.
主，也是你让我们用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
It is also you teach us to worship you in truth and in spirit.
就求主你引导我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
So may you be with us from beginning to the end of our worship today.
求主你的圣灵透过你的话语，在我们每个人的心中动那美好的善功。
So may your spirit work through your words in our hearts.
让我们真的是认识你，来敬拜你。
So that we may truly know you to worship you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
每个人都有过忧虑，忧虑也有不同的表现形式。
So we all have worried, and the worry comes in different forms.
我们有时担心天气不好，有时候可能担心身体出什么毛病。
Sometimes we worry maybe the weather is not good. Sometimes we worry that our health is not good.
我们也有时候为夫妻关系不和谐而苦恼，有时候也为与儿女的关系紧张而觉得失望。
Sometimes we're troubled between the troubles between husbands and wives. Sometimes we were discouraged because our children failed us.
我们也有时候是为工作困扰，也有人呢为学业愁苦。
Sometimes we're troubled by our careers, and sometimes students may be worried about their study.
等等的这些忧虑可能都存在我们中间。
And all this kind of worries lives among us.
那么不信神的人认为生活的方方面面都在偶然之中。
So those who do not believe in God, they think everything of life is by chance.
所以他们总是担心明天会不知道会发生什么。
So they always worry about what's going to happen tomorrow.
那么基督徒虽然认为，那么神掌管宇宙中一切的事。
As Christians, we believe God.Controls all things in the universe.
但是有时候也会因为信心的不足而烦恼。
Sometimes we may be troubled because our faith are little.
所以呢，忧虑呢，其实对于基督徒的灵命成长是一个很大的障碍。
We know that worry causes a big stumbling block for our spiritual growth.
那么忧虑呢，也令许多神的仆人变得消沉还有无力。
So sometimes the worries can cause the servants of the Lord become discouraged.
然而，当我们依靠神的恩典胜过忧虑时，我们就会重新得力，生命也就会不断的成长。
So when we were able to overcome worry through God's grace, and we are renewed and have a new strength.
那么今年呢，是改教运动500周年。
Today is about 500 years of Reformation.
那么宗教改革的先驱马丁路德，他在改教运动的初期，曾经也陷入极度的忧虑之中。
We know that the Martin Luther, who has suffered great worries as himself.
那么当马丁路德在1517年在威登堡大教堂贴出他的95条。
After Martin Luther, who nailed on the door of the church, which is 95 matters,
那么他极大的震怒了当时的罗马教廷。
So he has greatly shocked the Roman Catholics.
他们将他判为异端，甚至要杀害他。
They considered him as heresy and wanted to demolish him.
然而面对教廷的压力。也有群众的非难和责怪。
Not only he faced the resistance of Catholics, also the people against him. Some of people against him too.
那么，致使呢，路德呢陷入一种极度的迷惘之中。
So this caused Luther fall into a great despair.
他不知道等待他的是什么。
He does not know what was waiting him ahead.
那么有一天早晨呢，他独自躲在书房黑暗的角落里，来无精打采地翻着书看。
One morning, he was hiding in the corner of a dark room and tried to read the Bible.
那么他的妻子进来了。
His wife came in.
那么他身穿黑衣，头上也蒙着黑纱。
So she wore black and covered with black too.
那么路德呢，看到了，神情紧张地问他的妻子。
So Luther saw that he was very nervous. So he asked his wife.
他说是谁死了？
The who died?
妻子说是神死了。
And she said, God died.
路德就生气地说。
So Luther became angry.
说神怎么会死呢？
How could God die?
他是昔在、今在、永在，是自由拥有的神。
So he is the one that was here, now is, and the future.
那么妻子说。
And the wife said,
既然神不会死，你忧愁什么呢？
But since God would not die, why would you worry?
那么因妻子的这一句话提醒路德，他就重新得力，信心倍增。
So what she said caused Luther to be renewed in his strength.
那么他继续致力于改教，最终获得成功。
So he continued the reformation, and eventually he succeeded.
其实人之所以忧虑，主要有两个原因。
Actually, there are only two reasons why a man would worry.
一是害怕自己不能解决某些问题。
Either they are worried about themselves unable to solve problems.
二是担心某些事情不会按自己的意愿发生。
Or something would not happen according to their own will.
那么这两种思想其实都是以自我为中心的表现。
So these two thoughts.Are self-centered.
我们总想让我们自己成为一切的主宰。
We always want ourselves to be the control of all things.
但是在人的一生中
，But in our own life,
那么打击、挫折、疾病、危难、试探等等一切的这些事情，不如意的事总会时而发生。
So we're going to be facing temptations, attacks, discouragement.That we know is going to be part of life.
然而呢，当我们放下自我，更多的认识耶稣死。
If we can know more about Jesus' death,
我们就会从中得到无比的安慰和力量。
We can receive great comfort and strength.
那么，就像罗马书十一章三十四到三十六节告诉我们。
It's just like Romans in chapter. 11:34-36.
那么他说，谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，是他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
So Romans 11:34. For who has known the mind of the Lord?Or who has seen his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid, for from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever.
就求主呢，透过圣灵，透过今天的信息，那么让我们能够一起来明白这样一个真理。
So today, through the Holy Spirit and through the message, let us learn this truth.
主耶稣呢，他是自由拥有的神，他总是满足我们各样真实的需要。
So our Lord Jesus is that I am, and He can always satisfy all our needs.
那么我们就想从三个方面来一起思想这段经文。
So we shall meditate on this passage from three different aspects.
耶稣是顾念我们的主。
Jesus is the Lord who cares for us. Jesus is the Lord who comforts us. So Jesus is the Lord who heals us.
我们一起来看第一点，耶稣是顾念我们的主。
Luke chapter number one, that Jesus is the Lord who cares for us.
那么这是在我们今天的经文四十五到第四十八节。
This is from today's passage, verses 45 to 48.
那么从马可福音六章一到十三节，还有三十到四十四节，我们知道。
From Mark chapter 6:1-44.
那么十二使徒呢？奉主的差遣出去传道、赶鬼，还有医病。
So the 12 apostles were sent out by the Lord to spread the gospel, to chase out the demons.
他们一回来就向主汇报他们各自的经历，都没有顾得上吃饭。
So when they came back, they gave a report to the Lord of what their experiences, and they did not fail the Lord.
而主呢，顾念他们，想带他们去岸边一个安静的地方去歇一歇。
And the Lord cares for them, so wanted to take them to a place where they can rest.
然后很多人呢就跟了他们过来。
So many people followed them.
他们也没有带任何吃的。
They didn't bring any food.
这就发生了五饼二鱼的神迹。
So that where the two fish and five loaves miracle was performed.
那么五饼二鱼的这个神迹呢，是唯一的一个在四本福音书都有记载的。
So the two fish and five loaves, the miracle was the only one recorded in all the four Gospels.
那么今天的信息呢，就是主耶稣只用五饼二鱼喂饱了上万人之后，紧接着发生的事。
So this today's passage comes right after the two fish and five loaves fed about 1,000 people.
所以我们先看一下四十五到四十六节。
So let's read verse 45 to 46.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开。他们既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray.
那么其实伯赛大是在位于加利利湖的北岸。
We know that Bethsaida is located on the north shore of Galilee.
而我们知道耶稣和他的门徒呢，是从耶稣的家乡拿撒勒来到这个加利利湖的西岸。
And we know that Jesus and his disciples came from Nazareth, came to the west coast of Galilee.
那么这里并没有告诉我们为什么主耶稣忙着催他的门徒上船。
He didn't tell us why Jesus immediately rushed them to the boat.
但是呢，我们可以从约翰福音六章十四到十五节可以找到一些线索。
But we can learn this from John chapter 6 to learn what happened there.
那么这里约翰福音第六章十四到十五节告诉我们说，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是那要到世界来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
So in John chapter 6 verse 14 and 15,When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
我们知道当时呢，犹太人正在罗马帝国的统治下。
We knew that in those days, the Jews were under the control of Romans. They thought that the Messiah they were expecting when he comes So will be their king and lead them to chase out the Romans.
那么他们认为呢？所以呢，当他们看到眼前这一切的情景的时候
，So when they saw all the signs that has happened，
他们认为他们盼望的那一刻应该是来到了。
So they believe the time they've been expecting is here。
然而主耶稣并没有像他们想象的那样做他们的王，而且呢，来号召他们来起来反抗罗马人的统治。
But Lord Jesus didn't let them expect to be their king. He did not even call them to get up together against the Romans.
而是让他们信他所传的福音，让他们认罪悔改。
He only wanted them to believe the gospel that Jesus was telling them and to repent.
所以呢，他们要强逼耶稣做他们的王。
So they want to force Jesus to be their king.
那么今天的信息呢，就是在这样的背景下发生的。
So today's message happened under such a background.
那么这里我们看，从这里开始这两节经文，我们就可以看到主耶稣对他门徒的眷顾，还有对这些没有牧人的穷羊的怜悯。
So here we can see that how Jesus cared for his disciples and what his mercy is for those without a shepherd.
他打发他的门徒先走，而且呢，亲自遣散这些外面而来的人。
He told the disciples to go first, and he can send the people away.
那么我们可以从这节这后面还有告诉我们，他们把这些人打发走了以后，主耶稣就自己上山上去祷告。
It also said that after he sent the people away, he went up to the mountain to pray.
我们说他顾念他们，是因为这里主耶稣知道这些人要强逼他做王，他要让他的门徒先走，不要让他们受到更多的伤害。
The reason we say that Jesus cared for the disciples because he wanted them to go first. He knew the people, the crowd is come to force him. He doesn't want his disciples to be hurt.
当他门徒离开，所有的这些人被去散了以后，他自己独自去祷告去。
So after the disciples left, after he sent away all the crowd, he went to pray by himself.
那么这里呢，就让我们看到主耶稣，那么他虽然是一个全知全能的神，
even though Jesus is omnipotent and omniscient God,
他却常常祷告，
but he often prayed.
那么如果我们每一个神的儿女承认我们是蒙恩的罪人，
if we all confess we are blessed sinners,
那么如果我们能够知道我们的知识能力和智慧都是少得可怜，
if we know that our own knowledge, our own ability are very little,
我们是否常常去祷告？
Are we going to pray a lot?
那么主耶稣在这里给我们树立了一个很好的榜样。
So Jesus here gave us a good example.
那么他虽为至高，他却卑微他自己。
Even he is the highest, he humbled himself.
他为了我们的好处，常常祈求父神。
He often prayed the Lord our God for our benefit.
那么就是现在，他也在父神的右边继续为我们祷告。
Even today, he is making supplications for us on the right hand side of God.
因为他顾念每一个他的儿女，他是我们的大祭司。
Because he cares for all the children, and he is their great priest.
那么就像圣经告诉我们的，说神喜悦谦卑的人，他厌恶高傲的人。
So the Bible teaches that God pleases those whom He loves, and He also cares for those He cares.
那么圣经中也告诉我们，卑微的人必然会升高，高傲的人必然会降低。
He also tells us the humble shall be promoted, and those who are haughty will be demoted.
那么很多神的仆人经过一生的经历，得出同样一个结论。
So many God's servants, through their lifetime experience, came to the same conclusion.
他们说呢，祷告生活最能见证一个人是谦卑还是骄傲。
So the prayer life can testify whether you are humble or you are proud.
是依靠自己还是依靠神？
You depend on yourself or you depend on God.
我们下面看一下四十七、四十八节。
Now let's go back to verse 48.
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上。他看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思是要走过他们去。
So and he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them, and about the fourth watch of the night. He came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them.
那么从上下文我们可以知道，当主耶稣打发他的门徒离开的时候呢，很可能已经是深夜了。
So from the context, we can know the time that Jesus sent his disciples is already late in the night.
那么主耶稣祷告完毕，又来到海边，那么看到他的门徒呢，正在海面上艰难的来挣扎。
So after he finished the prayer, came down to the sea, he saw his disciples were making headway against the sea.
那么这里我们也再次看到了主对他门徒的顾念。
Again, here we saw his caring for his disciples.
我们可以设想一下，主耶稣催门徒离开以后，他又安排上万人去散去，然后上山祷告。
So we can think, after Jesus sent his disciples,He tried to send thousands of people away, and then he went to pray.
那么圣经，那么经文就告诉我们了，当他来到岸边时，已经是四更天了。
The Bible tells us when he came back to the shore, it was the fourth watch.
那么四更天这里是用的罗马的计时法。
So they use Roman method in the clock.
那么这是指凌晨，我们现在的凌晨三点到六点这段时间。
So this would be 3 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the morning.
我们知道这段时间我们称为黎明前最黑暗的时候。
So this is the time that's the darkest before sunrise.
也就是说，门徒已经在海里行了好几个小时。
This means the disciple has been on the sea for many hours.
而离主所在的地方，他们也最少已经走出了好几个英里。
So at least from they departed from the place where they were.
那么主就是站在这里来看他的门徒在哪里。
This is where the Jesus stood and looked for where the disciples are.
我还记得去年呢，我们退休会发生的一件事情。
It reminded me of something happened during our retreat last year.
那么那天下午呢，是我们自由活动时间。
And that afternoon we had a free activities.
那么我就在湖里面呢，跟一些孩子们在划船。
So I was playing with some children by the beach.
那么我们那去退休会的地方呢，我们对岸呢，其实离我们也就不过一英里，一个英里。
So where we were in the retreat, we think the other side of the lake is about a mile apart.
那么其实过了一会儿呢，我们那些孩子们的船就陆续的靠岸，湖面上一只船也看不见了。
So after a while, all the people came back from the boat. There's no more boat on the lake.
但是呢，回来以后我们发现我们当中还有一艘船没回来。
Then we realized one of the boats still did not return.
那么等了半个多小时，我们才隐约的看到一只船从对岸划来。走进来才看到，就是我们教会的孩子。
So after about half an hour, we saw one boat was slowly coming back, and then we realized that was our boat.
但是弟兄姊妹，大家我们要知道，主耶稣当时是在天亮前最黑暗的一段时间。
We need to know that the time that Jesus stood by the sea was the darkest time.
就即使是有月光，那么常人也是很难看到几英里以外的一只小船。
So even with the moonlight, sometimes very difficult to see the boats that many couple miles away.
这里再一次的显明，主耶稣他是那位完全的神。
Here once again it shows us that Jesus is complete God.
他是全知全能的那位。
So he is the one who omniscient and omnipotent.
他看到门徒在那艰难的挣扎。
When he saw the people, the disciples were working very hard.
他就在湖面上行走。
So he walked on the water.
要迅速地赶到门徒那里去帮助他们。
He want to quickly go to them and to help them.
因为他顾念他们的需要。
Because he cared for their needs.
我们先看一下门徒看到主耶稣他们的反应，还有主耶稣对他们的回应。
So now let's look at how the disciples responded to Jesus and how did Jesus responded to them.
这是我们今天的第二点，耶稣是安慰我们的主。
So this is the second point. Jesus is the Lord who comforts us.
我们看一下第49节到50节前半部分。
So we have the verse of 49 to the first of 50.
但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。
But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified.
任何一个人当看到一些任何与自然规律相反的一些 事情或现象发生时，我想首先的反应就是吃惊。
So when we see something that's against the natural law, our first reaction is crying out.
其实呢，黑暗呢本身就会让人有一种恐惧感。
Actually, even just darkness itself causes us to be fearful.
那么当时的门徒又是在漆黑的海面上。
At those times, that the disciples were really in a real dark sea.
周围呢又起了大风。
And there were big waves.
本来就一定很紧张。
They were already very nervous.
又看到有人在水面上行走。
Then they saw somebody walking on the sea.
自然会产生一种极度的恐惧。
So of course they were very, very scared.
那么这里说门徒看到主耶稣在水面上行走时甚惊慌，以为是鬼怪。
So this place tells us they were very scared. They thought it was a ghost.
下面我们看一下五十节到五十一节。
Then we'll look at the second half of verse 50 and 51.
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。
But immediately he spoke to them and said, Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded.
那么主耶稣呢，其实为了安慰他的门徒，连忙告诉他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
So Jesus wanted to comfort his disciples, so he decided immediately. He said, "Take heart, it's me."
那么连忙呢，在这里是表示他一刻也不想让他的门徒在那里担心。
So he doesn't want his disciples to worry.
他呢，就像一些父母亲安慰和鼓励他们害怕的孩子一样。
Just like the parents try to comfort those scared kids.
那么记得小时候呢，教孩子们骑自行车。
When the children were young, I taught them how to ride a bicycle.
那么他们怕摔倒啊，总是先让我扶着走，然后呢，才能慢慢的往前骑。
Because they don't want to fall, so they want me to hold them and.Slowly walk with them.
当他们能够自己骑一些的时候，也让我跟在后面。
After they know how to ride the bicycle, they still want me to follow them behind.
而且还总是回头看。
They also look back.
那么当他们看到我们在后面跟着时候，他们就骑得很好。
So when they see me behind, they will ride very nicely.
但是当他看到后面不跟的时候，他们就很害怕。
But when they couldn't see me, they get scared.
所以嘛，我就常说爸爸在，不要怕。
So we tell them, don't be afraid. Daddy is here.
那么其实这里的耶稣这里面用的是我本意，它的字面意思是我是。
And here the word Jesus used is I.
那么其实呢，神呢在第一次在燃烧的荆棘中向摩西显现的时候。
The first time when God revealed himself to Moses,
那么他也告诉摩西说，我是自由拥有的那位。
And he told Moses that I am that I am.
那么这处在记载出埃及记三章十四节。
This is recorded in Exodus 3:14.
那么这里自由拥有这个词在希伯来语中，它就是我们所说的耶和华。
So that I am that I am in the Hebrew word is Jehovah.
那么译成希腊语就是我是。
If you translate into Greek, I am.
那么这个词呢，和主耶稣这里用的我是完全一样的。
So here the word that Jesus used that it is I is the same word as the Greek word I am.
那么在以色列或者犹太人的他们的心目中，他们 什么时候遇到这个词，他们每一个人都能知道这是在讲什么。
For all the Jews and the Israelites, whenever they hear "I am," they know what it is. What does it mean?
也就是说，主耶稣在这里是在告诉他们他的门徒他自己的真实身份。
So here Jesus is telling his disciple who he truly is.
他就是那位自由拥有的神。
So he is that I am.
那么他当他上了船的时候，他圣经中记载说风就停了。
So after he get into the boat, the Bible says the wind ceased.
其实这几乎就像在马可福音第四章前面我们讲到的，耶稣平静风浪的那个神迹，完全就像是一个重现。
So this is pretty much like in recording in Mark 4 when Jesus stilled the waves.
那么门徒知道是他们的主。
So Jesus know the disciples knew that was their Lord.
所以他们马上就不害怕了。
So they stopped being scared.
然而他们感觉到惊奇。
That they are astounded.
因为他们现在还是不明白他们的主到底是谁。
Because they still do not understand who their Lord truly is.
那我们再看一下五十二节。
So now let's go to verse 52.
这是因为他们不明白那封饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
For they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened.
那么这里呢，门徒几个小时前还刚刚见证了五饼二鱼的神迹。
Several hours before this, all the disciples witnessed the miracle of two fish and five loaves.
那么现在又亲眼看到了耶稣在水面上行，而且风平静风浪的神迹。
Now they saw Jesus walking on the water and ceased the waves.
让他们还是不信耶稣就是基督，就是他们盼望的弥赛亚。
But they still do not believe Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah they were expecting.
所以这里五十二节告诉我们说，他们不信的原因就是心里愚顽，或者叫心里刚硬。
In verse 52 tell us the reason their disbelief is their hearts are hardened.
其实呢，这里也告诉我们，神迹并不能本身并不能改变人的心。
It also tells us miracle alone cannot change people's hearts.
神迹也不能使一个人真正的相信神。
Miracle cannot make people believe in God.
神迹只是让人见证神的无限的大。
Miracle can only testify to people God's unlimited power.
那么主耶稣在这里呢，他并没有因为门徒的愚顽来责备他们。
Here, Jesus did not blame them for their heart,
而是像慈父一般的来安慰他们。
And yet he comforted them like a loving father.
其实呢，主耶稣呢也随时随地安慰每一个他的儿女。
We know that Jesus will comfort all his people at any time.
那么，不论我们是在健康中还是在疾病中
，whether we're in health or in sickness.
不论我们是在大海里还是我们在陆地上
or on the land or in the sea,
也不论我们在城市还是乡村
or in the city or in the village,
其实主的眼睛呢从来没有离开过我们。
Our Lord's eyes never left us.
他的眼睛呢就像牧人的眼睛不离开他的穷羊一样。
His eyes are like the eyes of a shepherd, never leave those sheep.
所以那位曾经在海面上走的耶稣，他是永不改变的。
So the Jesus who walks on the water will never change.
他是安慰我们的主。
He is the Lord who comforts us.
他也必会在我们需要的时候。
He will help us in times of need.
亲自来安慰我们。
Will come to comfort us.
他，我们可能有时候觉得主好像是有一些单言。我们有时候以为主好像迟延了一些。
Or sometimes we think our Lord is late.
但是我们还是要耐心的等候。
But we still have to wait patiently.
因为他最知道我们什么时候真正的需要。
He knows when we will truly need him.
他也应许我们，他总不会丢弃我们。
He also promised he'll never forsake us.
我们下面看第三点，耶稣也是医治我们的主。
Now we look at the third point. Jesus is the Lord who heals us.
我们先看五十三节。
where you read verse 53.
几渡过去，来到格尼撒勒的地方，就靠了岸。
When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret.
那么这个哥尼撒勒呢，也是在加利利海的北岸。
But Gennesaret is also on the other side of Galilee, north side.
那么它是在伯赛大西边，大约6英里的地方。
It's about the west of Bethsaida, about 6 miles.
那么这告诉我们，耶稣和他的门徒呢，就是在这个地方靠了岸。
Jesus and the disciples went to shore at this place.
我们下面看最后这些经文。This
is the last passage of the Bible.
一下船众人认得是耶稣，就跑遍那一带地方，听见他在何处，便将有病的人用褥子抬到那里。凡耶稣所到的地方，或城中，或城里，或乡间，他们都将病人放在监视上，求耶稣指容他们摸他的。 衣服、髓子，凡摸着的人就都好了。
And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him, and they ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was, and wherever he came, in villages, the cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplace and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched it were made well.
那么从这里呢，我们首先知道主耶稣在这一带地方的好名声。
So here we can see that on the earth, Jesus healing people.
那么其次，我们也看到主耶稣医病的能力，他们所有人是相信的。
So we also see the ability of Jesus to heal.
那么他们很可能就亲自见证过，或者是听说过主耶稣赶鬼。
So they also heard or been witness that Jesus chased out demons as well.
那立即医治好大麻风。
He has healed the lepers.
使枯干的手立即复原。
He has restored the withered hands.
使热病立即消退。
He removed the heat disease.
使雅鲁的女儿复活。
He made us resurrect the daughter of Jairus.
使12年的血漏立即痊愈。
He was cured the lady with the blood disease.
那么主耶稣之所以能够医治这些人的疾病，
the way Jesus can heal those people's diseases.
是因为他们相信耶稣能医治他们。
Because they believe Jesus can heal them.
当那位患血漏12年的妇人悄悄地凭信心摸了耶稣的衣裳时，
So the lady who had a blood disease for 12 years, she quietly touched the fringe of Jesus' garment.
我们知道她的病立即就痊愈了。
And we know she was immediately healed.
就像马可福音5章34节告诉我们。
So in Mark 5:34, it tells us,
耶稣对她说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
She said to her daughter, your faith saved you, now you live.
那么这里说，耶稣他们要摸耶稣衣服上的髓子。
Here they want to touch the fringe of Jesus' garment.
那么犹太人的男人穿的外衣， 他们前后各有2条髓子。
So on the outer garment of the Jewish man, in the front and the back, they have two garments, two slices of something.
所以呢，他们是提醒那些佩戴的人要常常遵行神一切的命令。
So they want those people often to perform the miracles.
那么民数记15章38到39节有这样的记载。
So in the book of the Numbers, verse chapter 15.
民数记15章38到35节说，你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做髓子，又在底边的髓子上钉 一根蓝细带子，你们佩戴这髓子，好叫你们看见，就纪念、遵行耶和华一切的命令。 不随从自己的心意、眼目、行邪淫，像你们素常一样。
Numbers 15 verse 38. Speak to the people of Israel and tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generation, and to put a cord of blue on the tassel of each corner. Verse 39. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord, to do them, not to follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you are inclined toward after.
所以呢，这里的人相信，只要摸着耶稣衣服上的水子，他们的病就会得到医治。
So here we know the people believe as long as they can touch the fringe and tassels of the garment, they can be healed.
正是因为他们有这样的信心，所以最后告诉我们说，凡摸着的人就都好了。
So because they have such faith.So he says that all the people who have touched it were healed.
那么这些人很可能他不知道耶稣是谁。
Those who may not know who Jesus is.
但他们相信耶稣能治各样的病。
But they believe Jesus can heal all kinds of diseases.
我们作为神的儿女。
We as God's children.
我们知道主耶稣不但能医治一切的疾病。
We know that not only Jesus can heal all kinds of diseases.
我们更知道他能赐我们永生。
We also know that He is the God.
那我们从今天呢，我们一起来分享了主耶稣在水面上行走和医治许多病人的神迹。
So today we saw the miracle of Jesus walking on the water and his healing of all kinds of diseases.
知道主耶稣呢是顾念我们的神。
We know that Jesus is the Lord who cares for us.
是医治我们的神，也是安慰我们的神。
He is the Lord who cares, who heals us and comforts us.
那么他是无限全能，从全公义。
So he is almighty and all righteous.
他更是满有慈爱、怜悯。
So he is full of mercy and love.
那么他做一切的事情都是为了我们的好。
So he did all things for our good.
让我们真的是相信我们的主，他一定会满足我们一切真实的需要。
So let us believe our Lord can truly meet all our needs.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
主，你赐给我们丰丰富富的各样的所需。
You have given us all kinds of miracles.
主，就求主你在我们每个你的儿女的心中做那美好的善工。
So may you continue to do your good work in our minds.
让我们靠着你的恩典，拿走我们心中一切的忧虑。
So that we can get rid of all our worries through your grace.
让我们真的是知道主，你顾念我们。
Let us truly know that you care for us.
让我们知道你永远不会丢弃我们。
We also need to know you will never forsake us.
你一定会满足我们各样真实的需要。
You will meet all our true needs.
我们在这祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.